You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Exchange. And here's your host, John Landon.
Good morning out there on this Thursday night football preview episode. And we appreciate you tuning in here at the Fantasy Football Exchange, no matter what you may be doing or wherever you may be at. Okay. We appreciate you tuning in here. All right. So on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the Thursday night football preview, of course, and a quick start them and sit them here to get some of these players in or get some of these players out, where you may have some better options here in the week 10, more than these two teams that are playing Thursday night. All right. I know it's not going to be a spectacular one out there, but hopefully it is. Again, each and every game can bring something new. So hopefully that happens here on Thursday night again, and especially for my Bears. Hopefully they do a little something out here. All right. We all know Justin Fields has been ruled out already with that thumb. So that is not looking good for this Bears offense. Of course, Tyson Badgen is not looking too bad, but he does give the ball away. So hopefully he does not do that this week. All right. So again, that will be part of the show. We'll revisit some of this quick injury news that's out there. Not much going on here in the middle of the week. More news will come out here on Friday afternoon, where you really want to pay attention to some of them players that you got on your roster. And so hopefully we have some of those players here, as well as on tomorrow's show. I'll have a little bit more research here and a lot more players to present here on the injury front. So that'll be part of today's episode as well. And I got the bye teams here for week 10 that you really want to pay attention to, especially given the high-powered players that we got on the four teams here. So maybe you got you a Patrick Mahomes, or you got you a Tyreek Hill, all right, or that Jalen Hurts. I got that for you, all right? I got it on deck here during the show. I'll put it out there that we can remove those players and not be lost on Sunday or Monday after your contest is completed. All right, and just to cap off this episode, if you've been following along here each and every week, you already know I got the DraftKings player prop and the two-pick parlay bet at the end of our show that previews the Thursday night game or the three matchups for the Sunday's contest. I got you. I got you, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So stick around for that at the end of the show. All right. So let's go ahead and let's get right into the action for tonight, the Thursday night football game between the Carolina Panthers and my Chicago Bears here at 7:20 Central. 8:20 Eastern kickoff time at Soldier Field. Very excited for some football action tonight. All right, so let's get right into the stats for these players that will be in tonight's game. Their stats for the year, so you know who to put in with more confidence. We're going to get right into that right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, cool. Let's get right into the action here. And we'll start it off with Tyson Badgen. Of course, I want to mention out there, Justin Fields has been ruled out with that thumb injury. So, again, it's going to be Tyson Badgen making his start here for Week 10. So, for his stats for the year so far, he's got 110 attempts. 74 of those have been completed. For 697 yards, for three TDs, six INTs, been sacked five times on the year, 17 rushes for 97 yards, and two TDs on the ground. Very good for Tyson Badgen out there. For 62 points for the past three games he's played, looking pretty solid as a QB2 for our team. All right, and for Bryce Young, has been having a rough rookie year. When you put him in comparison to like a C.J. Stroud, I'm sure the Carolina Panthers will tell you that they made the proper decision here. But if they can go back and revisit that draft this past year, I'm sure they would probably go back and take C.J. Stroud Of course, I would. All right, he's attempted 252 for 161 of those completed, 1375 on the year for 8 TDs, 7 INTs, sacked 26 times. That's why I said he's had a rough, rough year this year, ladies and gentlemen. So sacked 26 times is not very good for this young man who is very small himself in his frame. So hopefully he lasts through this year and actually the next few years, given the way he's taking them sacks. 17 rushes for a 117, no touchdowns on the ground for 104 on the year. Not very good for a starting QB in the NFL for 104 points on your roster. Hopefully you don't have to roll with Bryce Young. Of course, we'll get into that here in the start him and sit him portion. All right, on to the backfields for both of these teams who love to run the ball heavy. So I'm going to go ahead and roll here with the Bears backfield first. And that is Deontay Foreman, who is looking solid back there. Like he does for the past few teams he's played for, loves to bang through the middle there and get you those TDs for the 4 or 5 yards that we're looking for. So no different here, touching the ball 65 times for 287 on the yardage. 2 touchdowns, been targeted 11 out of the backfield for 7 of those caught, 43 yards for a touchdown through the air for 91 points on your roster. Again, that is solid for a Deontay Foreman who has stepped in here after the Khalil Herbert injury and has done his work in this backfield. So on to Khalil Herbert, who is making his return from the IR, and which will muddle up this backfield, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll get into that here in a little bit. But touching the ball 51 times for 272, no touchdowns on the year. Been targeted 18 out of the backfield, caught 10 of those for 83 yards. Does have the touchdown in the air for 78 points before he's exited on the year. So not too bad to begin the year for Khalil Herbert before his injury. So maybe he'll step back in here and do that work once again. But he'll have to compete or have a three-headed monster here when he returns. And that brings me on to Roschon Johnson, the rookie out of Texas. All right, touching the ball 33 times for a 149. Does have a touchdown. Been targeted 17 for 15 on the year for 77 yards. No touchdowns in the air there, but does have 64-year roster. So pretty solid there for a rookie, but it could have been better here when Khalil Herbert exited with his injury. All right, so and then on to the other side here for the Carolina Panthers. We got Chuba Hubbard touching the ball 85 times for 328. Does have a touchdown, targeted 23, caught 19 of those for 94 yards. No touchdowns in the air for a 110 on your roster. So pretty solid for a Chuba Hubbard who has come along here and stolen that work from his backmate here. Miles Sanders, speaking of, has touched the ball 69 times for 229. Does have a touchdown, targeted 29 for 18 for 103. For 88 points only on your roster. Again, so a lot of you out there who have Miles Sanders, we're not feeling too good about this pick here during the draft now that you look back. We all thought maybe Miles Sanders would be that alpha back here, but it does not look like it so far as Chuba Hubbard has come along and taken this backfield from Miles Sanders. So not looking too good here for Miles Sanders as the year goes along. So shout out to you guys out there if you've been listening to the podcast and I had you go out there and get you a Chuba Hubbard for the past few weeks here on the waiver wires episode. So hopefully he's helping you out on your roster. I know a couple people out there who it is helping out, so that is great news out there for you Chuba Hubbard owners out there. All right, let's on moving on over to the back, the pass field or pass catchers here. My bad. We're going to go ahead and start off with the Carolina side here, and that's going to be Adam Thielen, who is the old reliable here. Of course, you know you followed Adam Thielen in his career out of the Minnesota Vikings to start his career there, and has carried that along here into Carolina and helped out the young rookie here in the middle of the year. So Been targeted 76, caught 62 of those for 6-10. Does have 4 touchdowns. Rushed the ball once out of the backfield so far this year for 6 yards. Does have 153 on your rosters out there. Very solid as a wide receiver 2. Close to the wide receiver 1 area, but still in the wide receiver 2 for myself. So 153 on your roster. You're feeling pretty good as an Adam Thielen owner this year. And then we got DJ Shark, 34 for 17, 229, 3 TDs, no rushes in the backfield for 59. So not too good for a DJ Shark, who we did expect a little more out of this offense to help out the rookie this year, but just not doing it with a 59. All right, and we got Jonathan Mingo, who I see bigger things coming along here as the season goes along. Been targeted 38 for 20 for 200, no touchdowns, no rushes for 40 on his roster. But I still see him coming along and possibly overtaking that DJ Shark position. All right, we got Terrence Marshall, 29 for 17 for 123. No touchdowns, no rushes for 29. So hopefully you don't have you a Terrence Marshall at the moment on your roster, taking up some of that space. Let's bounce it on over to the tight ends. And we all know this is a struggle bus no matter where you turn, unless you got those big dogs on your roster. And a lot of us don't because we didn't want to draft that high in that position. All right, but let's kick it off with the Carolina side. I'm not a fan of either one of these guys, but let's hopefully if you have to roll with one of them, I got you right here when it comes to the stats portion. So been targeted 28 for 16, Hayden Hurst has for 170. No touchdowns, no rushes for 39 on his roster. I don't know how I feel about that. All right, and his buddy on the other side here as a tight end two there, Tommy Tremble, been targeted 9 for 8 for 57. Does have 2 touchdowns, no rushes for 26. So, again, I'm just not a fan of this Carolina Panthers tight end situation. I personally wouldn't roll with either one of these guys tonight or even in a DraftKings or a sportsbook bet myself. But if you have to roll with one, I'm definitely going to have to go with Hurst. All right, now we got Cole Kmet. Target 50 for 41. Excuse me. All right, here. Excuse me out there, ladies and gentlemen. Just caught me a dry throat here. Got 50 for 41 here at Cole Kmet. 374. 5 TDs, 2 rushes out the backfield for 1 yard. Does have 110 on your roster. So hopefully if you have Cole Kmet, he's brought you those points that you've been looking for. Doing very solid out there for us Chicago Bears fans. Is a bright spot out there. Did make a spectacular catch in the end zone this past weekend, so right over the shoulder. So if you saw that on SportsCenter or on the NFL Network, that was an amazing catch by our one Cole Kmet here. All right, so this is going to bring me on over to the stardom and sit-em for both of these teams. And if you're new to this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, there are 2 sounds that go along with this segment, and these 2 sounds represent a lot of things on this podcast. They represent a correct prediction or a incorrect prediction. They represent a stardom and they represent a sit-em. So let's get right into it. If you are new to the show, if you've already been part of the show, just give us a quick brief 30 seconds here. Let me bring the new viewers or the new listeners into what we do here on the episode. So again, for you new ones out there, there is a sound such as this. That is a sound for a stardom or a correct prediction on this show. And now for the incorrect portion or the sit-em sound, it would be something like this. Okay, so now that you know that here, as a little game that we play each and every week for the stardom and sit-em or the score predictor, let's get right into it here, ladies and gentlemen. And that's going to bring me on to the Thursday night football, Bears versus the Panthers at Soldier Field, 7:15 Central Time, 8:15 Eastern Time kickoff. All right, so looking forward to some action here tonight, even though it's probably going to be a little bit of a snooze fest. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Even against my Bears, I know where we stand here. Unless something pops off early, then you pretty much know where this game's headed. So hopefully you got some bets, and I got those for you here at the end of the show to keep you entertained. All right, let's go with the Bears stardom side to kick this portion off of the show. And let's go with Tyson Bagent, ladies and gentlemen. I like what I see when he brings his legs and gets you those yardage that we're looking for, those extra 4 to 5 points that you usually wouldn't get with a standing in the pocket quarterback. So Tyson Bagent does like to move around and run around, and you will see that here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to roll with him as a stardom if you have to in a 14 and plus or a super flex league. All right, so the next start here that I'm going to go with, and we love our backfield here in Chicago. It is something that we utilize definitely. If you've been following this team, such as myself, for the past decade plus, we love our running backs. Matt Forte, all right, is a one that comes to my mind that we used the hell out of him when he was here in Chicago. And we're doing the same here as we go along each and every year. And that's going to be who I'm going to pick this week will be Deontay Foreman and Roschon Johnson to go ahead and start us off here in the backfield. All right, for the pass catchers, I'm just going to go ahead and do these all in one bang so we can just knock this sound bite right out of here. And that's going to be DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, and Cole Kmet for all the pass catching weapons here on our Bears offense. All right, and of course, there is a sit-em side for each and every team, ladies and gentlemen, and that is exactly where we're headed here with the Bears side. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sit me Khalil Herbert and Velus Jones Jr. this evening. On to the other team here for tonight's Thursday action. And that's going to bring me on to the Panthers start. Yeah, Chuba Hubbard. Let's throw him into the lineup as well as Miles Sanders, ladies and gentlemen. I usually would not roll with Miles Sanders, but tonight is a special night. When you go against the Chicago Bears defense, even though the front has gotten a little stronger with Montez Sweat signing his deal from the trade package here, I am still not a believer of the front to stop this Carolina Panthers running game. And that is going to bring me to Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders to give you that start tonight. All right, for the pass catchers, let's do the same as we did with the Bears so we can just knock this soundbite right out of here. And that is Adam Thielen, DJ Shark, and a 14 and plus league. I have no issues with you rolling with Jonathan Mingo tonight. All right, and for the Panthers, sit him. Yes, Bryce Young is going to have to be sat, ladies and gentlemen, even though he is the starting quarterback of the team and can run around. I still don't have enough faith to roll with him. There's better options out there in week 10, ladies and gentlemen. Please visit those on your waiver wire or possibly your bench. All right, so on for the pass catchers, I'm going to sit Hayden Hurst, Tommy Tremble, and Terrence Marshall Jr. Let's go ahead and sit those guys this evening. All right, and if you've been following, you know, for the past 4 weeks, I've had a score predictor that brings us to that here on this Thursday night football's action. And I'm going to roll with the Chicago Bears getting the dub, 21, Carolina Panthers, 18. So hopefully I am right here on tonight's pick for the score because I want to see the Chicago Bears actually get a win, even though if they do lose, I'm not mad either way at this point of the season. I'd rather have those high draft order picks, the one and the two, somewhere in the top five, as long as we could stay there with those two high draft picks that we have from the Matter of fact, the one that's that we have, the second one, is actually from the team that's coming over tonight from the Carolina Panthers. So whether they lose or whether we lose, we still win, ladies and gentlemen, because we get that draft pick from them, which they are horrible themselves this year. So two losers going against each other is going to be just fine for us. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and let's get into this bye week news that we got. These four teams that are on a bye that you got to remove these players, ladies and gentlemen. Please do it. Don't sit back and on Monday and Tuesday, you still had a couple of these players on your roster, because there's a lot of these players that are on the bye this week that are high power players that have been drafted on high, you know, draft number orders here. So pay attention here for these four teams that I'm going to give you, because you don't want to be sitting back on Monday and Tuesday and feeling like that bozo, right? So we don't need our friends telling us they got us. Right? So roll with your boy here, and I got you. That's going to bring me on to the week 10 bye, and that's going to be Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, of course, there is a number of players here that you are going to be missing, and I'm actually going against a couple of these players that have to be sat from my opponent, so I'm happy about that, and I'm sure he's feeling really bad today because he's got to soul search into his bench and pick some of these players that I've already looked into, and they are not going to do very well for him on paper. Okay, so we got that Patrick Mahomes, Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney. That's just a number to name a few. Okay, so that is for that team. And then we got number two team here, and that is the LA Rams. All right, we know Stafford's already out. Okay, but that still leaves you Daryl Henderson in the backfield there, right? Royce Freeman. You got Cooper Kupp. You got Nacua. Atwell. All right. So, Higbee, remove these players. Number three on the list, that is the Miami Dolphins. You already know there is a number of fast players on this team. You got Tua, Raheem Mostert, Achain, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, Braxton Berrios. That's just a number, a name, a few. So remove those, and that's the number three there. And then the last on the list, that is the Philadelphia Eagles. That is an important team as well. Okay, we got Jalen Hurts, right? You got DeAndre Swift there, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Of course, Dallas Goedert is removed with his injury. All right, so let's just let's just get these players right up out of there so we're not looking back and we're super pissed on Sunday or Monday. All right. So that's going to wrap up the bye segment here. And we're just going to kick it on over to the quick injury news here. And there's not much, like I said, or as I mentioned earlier, ladies and gentlemen. So, of course, we all know Tyson Badgett has been the starter here in week 10 for Justin Fields. Kyler Murray will be the starter here Sunday. So that brings some help to Marquise Brown, Trey McBride there, Rondell Moore. All right. So we also know Tommy DeVito is going to get that start in New York. All right. For Daniel Jones, who is removed for the rest of the year with his injury. All right. That's going to wrap up the quarterbacks portion there. Let's go ahead and just hit up the running backs real quick. They're reporting Jahmyr Gibbs is going to cut into some of David Montgomery's role here in week 10. So good news for us Gibbs owners such as myself. Bad news out there for you David Montgomery owners, who he was looking just fine before his injury. And, of course, you know Gibbs' performances the last few weeks that he was in the game have warranted him to cut into this share count here. Kenneth Walker III, dealing with a chest, does not practice yesterday, so keep an eye on that. I believe he'll still be in the game, so he'd be a low-end RB1 if he's out there. All right, now they're reporting here today that Khalil Herbert is not expected to play here in Week 10. As I mentioned, I was having you sit him either way before I got this news onto my wire here. So that is great news for Deontay Foreman and Roschon Johnson owners. So remove Khalil Herbert if you thought he was coming back from his IR and starting tonight. David Montgomery, as mentioned, he has got the ribs. Practices in full yesterday, so he'll be out there as mentioned. Kendre Miller, dealing with an ankle, was not at practice yesterday, so that's something you want to keep an eye out on there. Of course, it will be Kamara and more Taysom Hill, so I'm looking for that to keep an eye out on. Damian Pierce, not practicing yesterday. That is another blow here for us owners who have Damian Pierce. So if you got Singletary, keep on rolling with Singletary. All right. That is going to wrap up that portion. Of course, you all know James Conner is designated to return from that IR. I believe he'll be out there possibly in the next couple of weeks for you James Conner owners. All right, let's move it on over to the wide receivers. And that is Joshua Palmer with his knee. There is no timetable for his return here reported. So continue to look for Quentin Johnston to handle that number two receiver role right next to Keenan Allen. Tyler Lockett with that hamstring did get a limited practice yesterday. So look out for him to make his return there this week. Jackson Smith-Njigba with that hip did not practice yesterday. So that is something to keep an eye out on there. There for the Seahawks going against the Commanders. Nico Collins, of course, he had a great past week there with C.J. Stroud. He's now dealing with that calf, so he was limited yesterday. Keep an eye out for him. Drake London with that groin, limited at practice Wednesday. I'm not looking for him to start on my roster, even if he does play this week. All right, Justin Jefferson for you Justin Jefferson owners. Those one and two picks out there who picked him up. Hamstring officially limited Wednesday. Looking for him to be back here, possibly week 10, but more like week 11. That will wrap up everything for us here on the wide receivers portion. Let's move it on over to the tight ends. There shouldn't be much action here for this position. TJ Hockenson, ribs listed as a limited participant yesterday. No issues. I believe he's just taking it easy. Going to be out there and doing what he does. He's having a great year for TJ Hockenson. Njoku, with his knee not practicing yesterday, has been doing pretty well, making those big plays for the Browns as of late, scoring touchdowns on his last two games. But let's keep an eye out on that. But I still think he will be out there this Sunday. And then Cole Kmet, as mentioned earlier, you got to start him, but keep an eye out on him because he was a non-participant on Monday and Tuesday. Not much word on him as of yesterday. I believe he'll still be out there to get you those points that you need in the tight end position. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has gotten us through most of the portion of the show. But that's going to go ahead and bring us on over where we like to make our real money on these football games on each and every week. So I am a fan favorite of this part of our show. And that brings me on over to the DraftKings prop player and two pick parlay segment of the show. So let's get right into that, ladies and gentlemen. I am super excited for that. Let's do it. All right, so let's hope we get a little rich out of some of these DraftKings sportsbook prop and player parlay bets. All right, so let's do that for tonight's action, ladies and gentlemen. And let's do it with our first prop player pick here. And that's gonna be Bryce Young. And I got him over a 1.5 TDs thrown tonight. And they got him at a plus 180 for that. Can you believe that? That is a solid odds right there for two touchdowns thrown on this Bears defense. Oh, yeah. Give me that. I'm going to take that tonight. All right. $5, ladies and gentlemen. If you put that on this prop bet at this moment, of course, we all know the odds change from moment to moment. So at the moment, you got it for a plus 180. And if you put that $5 in, going to pay you out $14. That is solid. That is double and some, close to triple that money. And that is what you want to do on these bets. All right, on to my next player prop bet here for tonight. That's going to be Deontay Foreman, an anytime TD, especially now that we know Khalil Herbert is not expected to play in this game and muddle up this backfield. I had this prop bet entered before I knew this anyways. I already had it entered into my sportsbook app here. So either way, I believed in Deontay Foreman to get this, and now I'm going with him in an anytime touchdown for a plus 145. Tonight. And so again, $5 is going to pay you out $12.25. That is double and some your money, and that's what we like to do again. And that is the second player prop here for tonight. All right, and this is where we combine two bets together. All right, and we make these odds favorable to ourselves here. All right, we want to turn the minus into pluses, and that is exactly what we're going to do here. And I'm going to take the Chicago money line straight out bet here as part of my first bet, and they have that as a minus 195, which they believe that the Chicago Bears are going to get this win tonight. Not by much, they're not believing that, but it is at a minus 195. All right, so and to pair this up with my second pick here, it's going to be Adam Thielen. All right. Anytime TD tonight for a plus 200. Now, both of these bets together are going to pay out a plus 405. That is right. A plus 405. Your boy created two picks that are going to get you paid here. This is solid. All right. This is a $5 will pay you out $25.25. All right. That is a five times your money for two player prop bets or two bets put together here this evening. So let's put those two bets together, ladies and gentlemen, and let's make some money tonight. Let's bank, right? Love to get that money and that bag around here. So plus 405 is going to get you paid for $5. We'll get you $25.25. All right. This has been an exciting episode for the Thursday night football preview. Start them and sit them. I also gave you some of those bye week teams to remove from your rosters. So hopefully that was helpful to all of us out here, that we know what to look for and what players to remove. So happy to do that. And then, of course, we had our DraftKings sportsbook bet to cap off this episode. So, again, I am super excited for tonight's action between the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers. Not expecting fireworks on the scoreboard, but I am excited for some football either way. Because it is winding down, ladies and gentlemen. It is coming to an end. We are in week 10 now in the fantasy football season. And pretty soon, a lot of us will be eliminated from the playoffs. And so, again, that is winding down and coming to an end. So I am excited for football either way, whatever way you slice it. So again, we appreciate you making us a part of your day out there, having us in your ear or on your car, you know, just jamming us out, whatever the case may be. I appreciate it. The Fantasy Football Exchange podcast appreciates it. So you can visit us anytime at fantasyfootballexchange.com or on Instagram, Facebook, on X, formerly Twitter. All right, I still call it Twitter. I know a lot of you out there still call it Twitter. Who the hell is rolling around here calling it X? All right, I got to get on my X and XXX. Hell's doing that. All right, so I don't know if you are, but I sure as hell am not. So, again, we appreciate that. And I am going to leave you with this episode this afternoon. This is how we are going to leave you today. And we are out, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Chicago, DJ Moore, 62 yards.
Southern Smith.
Smoke the trade for this player. Of care-